Unpaid internships, an opportunity for work experience or exploitation of unpaid labour. In the United States, 3 out of 4 college graduates work as unpaid interns. In the media world, use of interns is common, with corporations actually factoring the free labour into their business model. After working for months unpaid on the Natalie Portman thriller Black Swan, one intern has sued Fox Searchlight Pictures and has won in a New York court. Here's his lawyer, Sally Abrahamson.
He did a lot of kind of entry-level work, getting people to sign things and making photocopies. He picked up paychecks for coworkers and went and got manager signatures. So a lot of menial tasks. So the court decided that he was an employee and not a trainee or an intern. The types of work that they did was work that entry-level employees would do. And he said, no matter how menial, you know, Fox argues that this work is, it's work that they would have had to have a paid person do had these interns not been doing it.
That's the lawyer for this young person. Damien Carrick is presenter of the RN Law Report. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
This intern picked up paychecks for fellow workers, but no paychecks for him. This judgment in this court, I imagine, would ring alarm bells for many employers. Tell us a little bit more about this case.
Well, it's saying you can't have a business model that relies on free labour, and that's what the court said was going on here. If these guys weren't running around doing all this schlepping, doing all this kind of work, then they would have employed somebody to do this work, and that's not fair. And so the same way you can't contract out of a minimum wage, you can't contract out of any wage at all. That's sort of the logic here. But of course, by the same token, no one was holding a gun to their head, and they were presumably hoping to gain a lot of experience, gain contacts, gain skills, gain understanding. So it's a tricky one.
Yeah, opportunity versus exploitation is sometimes perhaps a hard line to judge in this case. What was this person suing for? Unclaimed wages, lost wages?
Yeah. There's something called the Fair Work Act in the USA, and that says you must be paid for your work, and you can't contract out of being paid for work.
Well, there's a Fair Work Act in this country too. What's the law in Australia?
Well, we have our law is a little bit more grey. Essentially, you can't contract out of being paid unless you're when it comes to an internship, if one, that internship is connected to an educational course, vocational training, university course, or two, you're working for a non-profit organisation, you're doing voluntary work for a cause you believe in or an organisation that you think is doing the right thing. So they're the exception to the rule, and there have been no prosecutions here in Australia, but the Fair Work Ombudsman is, I'm told, sometime very soon going to launch some prosecutions.
Some prosecutions here in Australia?
Mm.
Okay. It's a really interesting issue. It affects a lot of people, and you know, a lot of people bust themselves to try and get work experience, but you know, some workforces too give people trials and then they let them go after the trial and get the next person in.
Well, you know, I was speaking to a lawyer from JobWatch, which is a legal community legal service down here in Melbourne, which helps people with employment issues, and she talks about meeting receptionists who've done unpaid internships for 3 months. Mm. She's talked about cafes which have people wait on tables or work as kitchen hands, not just one shift, not just 2 shifts, you know, on an ongoing basis, yeah, for like 2 weeks at a time, and then they're rolled over, they're shown the door and the next crew come in.
Yeah, that's just not fair.
It's just not fair. But then on the other hand, that she also spoke about an aspiring journalist who worked for a major media company for something like 6 months as an unpaid intern. That didn't lead to anything. Again, unfair, but I'm not sure. Did that person get bylines? Did that person gain experience? It's a very tricky...
Get a portfolio. It's tricky. More from Damien trying to sort it out for us on the Law Report this afternoon. Thanks, Damien.
I'll do my best. Thanks, Randy.
Damien Carrick, and if you want to hear more, tune into the Law Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon. It's 13 minutes to 9.